This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Christy Strieber has been crowned the food selfie queen of South Africa, and we are absolutely in love. Strieber's story is both interesting and unique, and something that South Africa should all be celebrating. Her photos are absolutely incredible, and that's just not our opinion. Gordon Ramsay thinks so too. Originally from Johannesburg, South Africa's first food selfie queen is making waves with her amazing creative pics, and we have her on the show today. Christy, welcome to the Good Things Jackpot. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm so excited to be on the show.
You know, we're all about good things, and I think your story is a good thing. I got to work with you recently, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I mean, before we even unpack how you started, for our listeners, what the hell is a food selfie queen?
Okay, so normally when I tell people, like, I take pictures with food, they do look at me funny because obviously you think of people just posing randomly with food, but I really go all out. Makeup, I have my studio set up, and I make it as editorial as I can just to make it like wow factor. But when I first started, obviously that wasn't the case. I was having a bit of a downer day, and I thought, well, Lenny, I saw this picture of this woman on the beach, and she had this pineapple on her head, and she was laughing, and she just looked like she was having a great time. And I wanted a picture like that. So I went and bought a pineapple, set my camera up on a tripod, and just took a picture of a pineapple on my head. And then the bug bit. And next thing, I was just going through my fridge, finding whatever fruit and veg I could use to take pictures with.
So that was the start of your journey with food selfies.
Yes.
Was this woman with a pineapple on her head, which does sound quite odd, but I have to ask, how many photos to date? Do you have a number? How many food selfie photos have you taken since that first pineapple photo?
Okay, so the ones that are posted on Instagram, I've taken over 230 that are posted on Instagram. But keep in mind, I've done a lot of food selfies where I didn't post the picture because I didn't think they were up to scratch. So I wouldn't be surprised if I'm close on over 250 food selfies. So I've definitely worked my face in as many ways possible with as much fruit and veg that I can.
Well, look, I've just Googled you to get a reminder or a refresher to sort of have a look at what some of the photos are. And looking at this, I've got mushrooms, I've got tomatoes, I've got green beans, there's some honey, there's some spaghetti. You even have a face covered in like a tomato collar that you've created. Let me ask you this. What is your favorite shoot to date that you've done as a food selfie?
Oh, interesting question. So I do have a few, but there was one. So Instagram, they went through phases. I don't think they're doing it anymore, where the main Instagram account was running hashtag projects where they would do creative selfies or, you know, self-portraits and that. And then obviously everyone would submit. And for that, I worked on a tomato one and a lemon one. So the tomato, that's the one where you see there's sliced tomatoes and I've got this chicken wire around me and my head is shaved and it looks very Wakanda-like. I absolutely love that picture because it took so much effort to make those props. And I mean, I had tons of little cuts on my fingers and it just worked. And you know, to have a food selfie that just works. And when you take the picture and you look at it and you're like, yes, yes, then I know it's amazing. You know, it doesn't happen for all of them, but I really did enjoy that one.
I must ask, right? You speak about the preparation and the props and getting ready for these shoots. What goes into taking a food selfie? Is a bit of makeup and throwing a strawberry on your eye and taking a quick shot? Or is there a bit of work that goes into it?
Well, sometimes if I get an idea like 2 days in advance, so I think, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And then especially if I have to make props for it, then that selfie generally goes well. But most of the time, I wing it and I change my mind every 2 minutes as I'm putting on makeup. So everything just keeps changing and changing. They can take anything from 45 minutes to 3 hours to do a selfie. It all depends on my mood. to be honest, as to what I'm feeling, as to what's going to be produced, and also what the shops have, if they have any interesting fruits or veggies that I see, anything that's particularly colorful or I haven't worked with. It all depends on what's on the shelves as well.
I know. I mean, I was sort of preluding to the fact that we've done a shot together, and I know what goes into taking a food selfie now. I had no idea beforehand. I arrived at your studio, and the whole picture that we did together was for Cupcakes of Hope, which is an incredible organization that's doing amazing work for kids with cancer. I absolutely am in awe of what they do. But you asked me, I mean, you and I started speaking 2 years ago about perhaps doing something together. And at one stage we were talking about pizza, I think.
Yes, pizza, yeah.
We were thinking of doing a pizza shoot. And we never actually tied anything down. But 2 weeks ago, you contacted me and you were like, Brent, we have to do this. It's for Cupcakes of Hope. We're going to be doing a cupcake shoot. I've got a couple of ideas of how it's going to roll out. And you got me in your studio. We spent hours together putting makeup on. You buttercreamed my beard completely. And you turned me into the Mad Hatter. And I didn't know at the time, before the picture was sent to me, the last final edit, I didn't know how incredible it was going to look. And this is, I'm not trying to boost your ego.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, I'm not trying to boost your ego. You're an incredible photographer and you've got such creativity, but I had no idea that the photo shoot would turn into what it did. And the picture, I mean, I've put it up onto my platforms and people absolutely love this Mad Hatter that you created. And I'm in awe of your creativity. Where does that come from? I mean, that was just a little seed of an idea that you turned into something real. Where does the creativity come from?
We've got a very creative family, lots of photographers, painters. It's very creative. And I can't pinpoint where my creativity comes from. I mean, my mind can be blank and then I'll look at something and all of a sudden all these ideas will just start streaming to my head. I mean, they won't stop. And I have to kind of calm them down to figure out what idea I'm going to use, because I can't make props according to what's in my head either. I mean, my ideas are very extravagant, and having a team would be amazing, but obviously, I mean, it's no such luck. So I've just got to work between my creativity and what's actually possible.
Your creativity is insane, and I think the work that you do is absolutely phenomenal, first off. Secondly, working with you, you are so professional, and it was just really such a joy to spend half a day with you and then have something so beautiful at the end after all the hard work. I have to ask, Gordon Ramsay,
yes.
What is the deal there? What happened with Gordon Ramsay?
I used to be a chef, and, you know, as a chef, we all – and like, I really looked up to Gordon Ramsay. He would have been too terrified to work in his kitchens, just because at that stage I used to watch Hell's Kitchen and all of that, and it was intense, but I mean, it was huge. And then many years later, I started doing the food selfies, and I would just tag him in it because I was tagging celebrity chefs. And the next thing, he started liking my pictures, and then he started following me when I had like 500 followers. I mean, I don't have that many followers. I'm very small, but I couldn't speak for about 50 minutes because there was one of my celebrity chefs following me on Instagram. I was like, what's going on?
Well, that's a huge accolade. I don't think Gordon Ramsay follows many people. And I think it's a huge accolade to you and the work that you do, because you are really so creative and so incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and the shoot we did together, I mean, as you said, Cupcakes of Hope, they've been supporting me since the very beginning as well. And I've been meaning to do a shoot for them for a long time. So I was so excited when you said, yes, let's do it. And to everyone listening, Brent had to lie on my couch, and I literally smeared buttercream to his beard and just caked him with sprinkles, and it was just very messy. I mean, I warned him before coming, Brent, you're going to have to shower at my house, so make sure you bring a change of clothes, because that's what happens with a food selfie.
I did, and I had to shower. I'll let all the listeners know, when you have buttercream on your face, it takes like 5 times of washing your face to actually remove the butter. It's like so oily on your face. But what an incredible shoot. It was, it was an experience for me, and working with you was absolutely phenomenal. I must ask, we're going to go back. I'm going to take a back step here. At the beginning of lockdown, we were all facing this I hate the word unprecedented, but that's exactly what it was. And we didn't quite know how long it was going to last for, and we weren't quite sure of where it was going to go or what it was going to do. But you decided for the start of lockdown to do 25 consecutive days of food selfies. What was that like?
So that's definitely taught me a lesson. You know, at the beginning of lockdown, knowing that I would have no work, no one's going to have work. We all stuck at home. We couldn't even go outside to walk the dogs, do exercise or anything. And I know how much entertaining my videos can be because I'm very natural. Like if I get hurt or if I include all the mistakes, like really, it really doesn't bother me. So I thought, no, I'm going to challenge myself because originally lockdown was meant to be 25 days. I'm going to do one every day. And I had to figure out, you know, because the food selfies after a while, they do get boring to me. And I had to figure out how am I going to mix it up so I'm still enjoying it and that it's still different on my feed. And then I started coming up with these crazy ideas. And I'm like, this is amazing. So 25 days of doing it, at the end of it, I was done. I couldn't do another food selfie. I mean, it was just so much work. You must remember, like, I don't really wear makeup. So now I'm putting a lot of makeup on my face. Glue, craft glue was going on my face pretty much every day. It was just very intense and exhausting. It's exhausting trying to come up with these ideas each time. I did one with peanuts, like a Gulliver's Trails type of picture. And where I had to literally press stick peanuts down onto this whiteboard and put string around my face and press stick that back down to the peanuts. I mean, it was to do that shoot, but it had such a positive impact and everyone loved it. So, you know, it was great, but I did need a break for a good, almost like a year now with the food selfies after that 25 days.
Well, I must say I love the peanut one, and I'll tell you why. The main picture of the peanut one is you being tied down, like Gulliver's Travels being tied down by the peanuts. But then if you scroll through the pictures, you've actually given all the peanuts little faces and hands and legs. It really looks like they're attacking you.
Yes, I know. I had to. I had to make them look like they were working hard. You know, the little sweat beads coming off them, trying to hold the string down and other ones holding string to cut the scissors. And like, no, it was a lot of effort that went into that. But the result, I was just so beyond happy with the result.
You mentioned that after your 25 days, you were tired. And it had taken a lot of work to keep that creativity going for 25 consecutive days. You took a break from food selfies for quite some time. But I feel there's a reignited energy in you. And I've been watching you online and I've been listening to your conversations. What's next, Christy? Is Food Selfie Queen going to come back in 2021?
Well, do you know what I'm thinking? So I'm very tired of using my face as a canvas. I am dying to work with South African celebrities, do food selfies with these guys, and maybe think of putting a calendar together to raise funds or awareness. I've been chatting to Cupcakes of Hope. It's something that we're working on. I would love to work with like Sia Kolisi and his family, for example. Can you imagine doing food selfies with all these people and just creating fun and, you know, uplifting people, really, because the videos are incredibly entertaining to watch. And it would be so nice to share this, you know, with everyone.
So where I think you're going with this is an evolution of your brand. The Food Selfie Queen is going to turn South Africa's celebs and people in the know into food selfie portraits is maybe where it's going.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And to use those portraits to raise funds for NPOs would be even better.
I think that's the important thing, is the heart of everything that you do goes back to good work. And like we said, the shoot that we did for Cupcakes of Hope, those photos are going to be going to Cupcakes of Hope. Hopefully they can auction them off or do something with them. We might back it up with Good Things Guy from our side and maybe just do a little good in this process while we have fun with Cupcakes.
That would be amazing. And then one day I'm going to push really hard to try work with Gordon Ramsay, collaborate with him and do a food selfie on him. That is my goal. So Sia Kolisi, Gordon Ramsay, those are the next two I have to photograph at some point.
Positive vibes equal positive vibes. And you're putting out so much good energy into the world. I know it's going to come back to you. I cannot wait to follow your journey as you grow and evolve and do good things. I'm going to implore every listener to go have a look at Christy Strever's Instagram page. You'll be able to go see all of her amazing work there. There are some photos in the article as well that this is linked to. And Christy, I just want to wish you only good things. I think there's 2021 is going to be a fantastic, fantastic year for you.
Oh, Brent, and thank you so much to you. I mean, you've really, really helped me and supported me. And without you, I mean, a lot of this wouldn't be possible. So I'm very, very grateful for all your hard work and your amazing writing. And, you know, you are doing great things for South Africa. It's amazing.
You are so kind. If anyone wants to follow you, I have given out your Instagram, but you can give out all those, your website, Instagram, whatever, Twitter. You can do that shout out right now.
Okay. So I've got three Instagram accounts. It's a bit crazy, I know, but my main one is the Christy Strever. You can even just search Food Selfie Queen and it'll come up. And then there's links to my other Instagram accounts. You know, I love doing very different and creative portraits for portrait photography. So go check it out. Let me know what you think. I love feedback.
Wait, one more thing. I've got one more very big thing to talk about before we let you go. So you started a tree project a couple of years ago where you were propagating plants to plant in South Africa in public areas.
Yes, so it's almost 3 years ago now. So I started collecting tree seeds, indigenous, and then I've got some non-invasive indigenous. But anyway, so I'm growing them. This spring should be my first year to plant them out in a public space in South Africa. I have almost 300 trees. They still need to get a lot bigger. And then, yeah, I just want to put them anywhere where the public have access to the trees.
Christy, that's unbelievable and such a beautiful gesture because I know that it comes from a good place. You're greening the world. Where did that idea come from?
So that idea, actually, I lost a very good friend of mine, Matthew Day, and because of that, I wanted to give back in a way. He just sparked something in me, and because of that, I just started planting, got really into my plants and my trees, and all I wanted to do was just give back to the public of South Africa and up to nature. You know, we've been going through such a rough time before lockdown, and the more trees we can plant, the better. So I'm all about planting as many trees as I could possibly, as my garden can handle, having them, and then sending them out into the world and letting them, you know, just give shade to everybody.
Well, I love that as well. And if you want to follow Christy's journey with her trees for South Africa, you can follow her other Instagram accounts called Trees4SA, and you can see that she isn't lying. She has got 300 trees in her garden that she's busy growing, and she's going to plant these all over South Africa in public spaces to green South Africa and to give back to our environment. Christy, I love the work you do, and we're going to be following you on all that you do. I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been absolutely amazing working with you, speaking to you, and I look forward to all the good things that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Brent. I really, really appreciate it. It's been so much fun chatting with you today.
And with all our listeners, I want to wish you only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.